On Sunday afternoon at 4, the WCF Symphony is celebrating. In to fill us in on the WCF Symphony's next concert is the WCF's artistic director and conductor, Jason Weinberger. And thanks for dropping by Iowa Public Radio, Jason.
Well, thanks for having me, Jacqueline. It's always a pleasure.
So tell us about this celebration and concert.
Well, yeah, this is a big celebration for us, but not just for us. I think orchestras and organizations all around the world this year are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of Leonard Bernstein. And it's been really amazing to see all the creative programs and all the things that are going on in celebration of this big milestone in American classical music. And so we put together a special concert, which is also the culmination of a whole month of different activities centering on Bernstein and his legacy. So in a way, this whole last month has been a big celebration with the culmination of this performance on Sunday, which we're really excited about. It's just such a kaleidoscopic look at his achievement as a composer.
And you also are bringing in a whole host of people from the community.
Yeah, our collaborators on the performance coming up on Sunday are some soloists from the orchestra, Claudia Anderson, our flutist, who actually worked very closely with Leonard Bernstein at one point, and Isaac Pastor Chermak, our principal cellist. And we have two groups joining us as well, the Northern Iowa Youth Orchestra. Very excited to have them back on stage with us. And the UNI Children's Choir, under the direction of Michelle Swanson, also joining us. So got about 100 kids on stage, a couple soloists. And then lastly, not least, but not a musical addition, but instead our narrator for the concert is Scott Kowalty, who will be sort of telling the story of these compositions as the performance moves along.
And you also, during the performance, are going to have some incredible video images as well.
Yeah, we're going to, in between the pieces, we're going to feature some imagery of Leonard Bernstein, let folks take a little closer look at some of his scores and letters. And also, we have a few interviews lined up with people, including Claudia Anderson, as I mentioned, who had some connection with Leonard Bernstein and also are connected here to our community. And so we wanted to highlight a few voices from right here, folks who have been active in Cedar Falls, and have them talk about their experience with Leonard Bernstein. And so we're looking forward to hearing those recollections as well.
So the concert opens with an overture, and I'm not even familiar with this musical that he wrote.
Yeah, this is a pretty early piece by Leonard Bernstein, Wonderful Town. It was written in the early 50s and is really a neat theater piece. It did not become as famous as his other works, but it's still in the repertoire. And this overture has been rescored from its original, which is like jazz theater orchestra sort of, to a standard orchestra. And then, of course, we're adding in the mix 35-plus young players from the Northern Iowa Youth Orchestra. So it's going to be a lot of fun to have a big group on stage for this overture, which is not as famous as Candide or a few of the other pieces Bernstein wrote. But I think the audience is going to enjoy it. It's a perfect way to kick off this celebration. Really fun, jazzy, and shows Bernstein really at his most theatrical, which, of course, is one of the underlying themes of the whole concert.
And tell us about the second work, which features Claudia Anderson.
Yeah, Claudia will talk about this a little bit in her video segment, in addition to her other experiences working with Leonard Bernstein. She was involved in the premiere of Mass, and so we're also doing a bit of Mass. And so Claudia is a really neat person to have involved in the concert. She's also just a consummate flutist, and this is a very difficult piece for flute and kind of unusual ensemble. Has some unusual percussion and flute effects in it. And it is a piece that was written later in Bernstein's career. We're sort of going from the very beginning of his career all the way jumping around towards the end. And the piece was written actually in memory of a young Israeli soldier who was slain in the war in 1973. And Bernstein had a long involvement first with Palestine and then with Israel. And of course, a very close association as well with the Israel Philharmonic. So he was kind of more connected than normal with the state of Israel and the events there. And so this piece was a response to one of the historical political things that happened there. He had been involved in several big political moments in Israel, and this is just one of them, one of the later ones in his career. And part of the goal of this celebration of his music was to give audiences a sense for the breadth of his compositional output, rather than just pick like the three or four famous pieces, you know, On the Town and Candide and West Side Story, and just play those. We decided to pick pieces that represented the whole range of stylistic approaches he did. So here you have him kind of picking up on the strand of 20th century music that was more on the atonal side. It's very different from Wonderful Town, where he was much more drawing on jazz and the theater tradition. So we get to see his versatility as well and his willingness to experiment.
Tell us about what you're going to be doing next.
Well, so we follow Helial with a work that is really, I think, wonderful to enjoy in its orchestral form, this suite from his opera, A Quiet Place. It's a wonderful opera, and actually there's a woman who's an alum of you and I, her name is Sherry Greenwald, and she was involved in not only the premiere of A Quiet Place, the opera, but also toured with Leonard Bernstein for a number of years, and she told me she even made him breakfast one day in her apartment in Paris where she was living at that time. And anyway, she's going to speak a bit on the screen about A Quiet Place, her experience with that. But we're going to play the suite from the opera, which is wonderful. And it's a neat piece. It's sort of a bookend as well in the sense that it's a response or a follow-up to an opera that he wrote near the beginning of his career called Trouble in Tahiti. And both pieces look at sort of like the effects of suburbanization starting in the 1950s. And then later, he actually incorporated the earlier opera into A Quiet Place. And so if you hear the revised version of A Quiet Place, it has the older opera set as the middle section as like a recollection of the past. It's a very interesting way to do it. Anyway, there's a little bit of music from the earlier one in the suite, and then the rest of it comes from, you know, the second opera, A Quiet Place. And I think the audience will very much enjoy this as a contrast to West Side Story in particular.
You have two selections from his Mass that are also on this concert.
Yeah, you know, Mass is such an intriguing piece, and it's being done quite a bit this year on the occasion of this anniversary. It's also kind of an unusual piece. It's not like a typical Requiem or something like that. It's based on the traditional Mass, but it's actually much more of a theatrical piece, and it's kind of bizarre, actually. I mean, it's really neat, but it's all over the place. There's a large orchestra and choruses and speaker and a rock band, and the musical styles veer all over the place. What we wanted to do was have a chance to talk a little bit about the piece and introduce it to the audience because it has a political dimension as well. You know, Bernstein was commissioned by Jackie Onassis Kennedy to do this piece for the opening of the Kennedy Center in Washington. And I have had my own experiences at the Kennedy Center. And of course, Claudia performed in that premiere. And so it just felt like it was appropriate to include this because of all the connections. And also because there's some wonderful selections from the Mass that are often taken out of it, both of which we're going to perform. One of them is this fabulous movement, Gloria Tibi, for children's choir and orchestra. And it's children's choir in the original. It's often excerpted for kids' choirs to sing. And it's just wonderful. It's like you wouldn't have expected a little dash of West Side Story rhythm in a Mass, but there it is. It's a work for soloist with vocal soloist with chorus. And then we're going to follow that with the third meditation for cello and orchestra from Mass. And Bernstein did an arrangement of some music from Mass for solo cello with orchestra for his very good friend, Mstislav Rostropovich. And it both demonstrates sort of the range of musical style in the Mass. It also kind of shows us how Bernstein was not uncomfortable at all ever really excerpting bits and pieces of things for other purposes. And finally, it opens up another topic which we wouldn't even normally talk about with Mass, which is his relationship with Rostropovich, who, you know, ultimately was very active at the Kennedy Center with the National Symphony. So there's a lot to talk about there, but it gives us a chance to really dive into that topic, which is a fascinating topic and a fascinating piece. At least the audience gets a taste for it, and then maybe folks will go learn a little bit more about it.
And then you're going to polish off this whole concert with the symphonic dances.
Yeah, we finished with the symphonic dances from West Side Story and thought about doing this concert without West Side Story music on it. And that just seemed wrong, sort of. As famous and as well-loved as this music is, it seems like it's sort of essential to include it when you're talking about Leonard Bernstein. And what we decided to do was throughout much of the program, we're looking at kind of the context of these pieces and talking a bit about the musical content. But we're going to break down West Side Story just a little bit and really talk about how musically sophisticated it is. And I think there's everything in this piece that you would want to be able to discuss who Leonard Bernstein was as a composer. And that's what we wanted to be able to do before we perform it. Because I think a lot of times we play it and people go, yeah, there's my favorite tune somewhere. And, you know, I love Mambo and cool. Oh, man, that's so cool. But if you step back from the piece for a moment and you look at from an intellectual point of view, compositional point of view, structurally speaking, but also the way Bernstein absorbs in the cultural influences that make themselves felt in this piece, It's no wonder that many people consider it to be one of the essential American artworks by any composer. It's incredibly sophisticated, and he just seems to have had like the perfect sense for how to mix in the vernacular, you know, the music of the time and the story of the time with this very timeless idea of a Romeo and Juliet type opera, but set for the musical theater stage. It's just so wonderful and so emblematic of Leonard Bernstein in so many different ways that it really is the perfect capstone for the concert and for, I think, really for any consideration of Leonard Bernstein. It's really worth spending some time going back to West Side Story and figuring out how he did what he did there. And so we're excited to present it, some of the great music of all time written for orchestra, but of course the piece itself, the musical theater piece, is also one of the great American artworks. And so wonderful to polish off the evening with that.
Thanks for today's conversation goes to IPR's Chris Fenton, Tony Daner, and Barney Sherman. And a big thanks to the WCF Symphony's Artistic Director and Conductor, Jason Weinberger, for joining us today. And thanks for bringing the music that isn't often performed of Bernstein to the forefront in a marvelous musical celebration.
It's been our pleasure. Thank you so much.